Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Ron, how are you? I'm in the Christmas spirit.
I was
suddenly
good until I came into the room. I was feeling good, and I just, your singing does nothing for me. It really doesn't.
But I noticed that you join in from time to time.
I never join in.
Even better, I've caught you singing by yourself some of my songs, ones I've written.
What does that say about me? I'm pathetic.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. Did you happen to catch the first few minutes of the Anaheim Ducks game last night?
I didn't, but I saw the goal by, you speaking of that one by Mr. Sprong.
Sprong Bob
Top
Squarepants.
Shelf.
Yes.
Oh, man.
How about that?
You know what? That's one goal. Maybe the only goal he scores the rest of his career for all we know. But he's a goal scorer, and that's what he does. And if he puts up 30 some year, maybe we shouldn't be surprised.
Listen.
Just didn't get a chance here. Sully didn't like him. As a player, didn't like him as a player. I always hesitate to say don't like him because they make you think it's personal. Didn't like him as a player.
Yes, and I couldn't help but notice that particular shot. Listen, right now Sully looks right. He essentially chose Dominic Simone over Sprong.
Well,
and
Dominic Simone has been
pretty good.
Yeah, he's hurt
this season with Sid.
But
Dominic Simone could be given 8 billion tries at making that particular shot and not make it. The one thing about Sprong that stands out, Ron.
Great skill.
That release. It's his release. He's a shooter. He's a sniper. Do you think, your gut feel as we stand here right now, you with your Jurgle sweatshirt, me with my North Face sweatshirt, as we stand in this studio right now, will they regret getting rid of Daniel Sprong, regardless of the circumstances under which they got rid of him?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yes or no?
I would say no. I mean, once you make a move, you don't look back and see how it turns out. Turns out. Could he be a good goal scorer? Yeah, but he wasn't going to be a good goal scorer here. So I have no problem with the moving. Now they're raving about, what Pedersen did the other night, a defenseman, big reach, tough to play against, good spacing.
They're raving? Who's raving?
Well, Sully raved about
him. Did
he? Yeah, it's a story in the PG today.
My God, he's intriguing. I don't know if it was worthy of raving.
Well, I just said we like what he showed us in one game. So, maybe he'll help them defensively. But, I mean, Sprong could end up developing into a really good goal scorer.
I'm going to say
and
yes.
That was a big-time goal last night.
I'm going to say yes to that question, and I could be wrong. God knows I've been wrong enough, but I think that Daniel Sprong in the right situation playing with the right people is going to be a goal scorer, and I think the reason you'll regret it is because you, as one of the oldest teams in the league, got rid of a promising young forward who has a gift, I think, and it's a gift for scoring goals, which is at a premium in this league, and I think they will. Could be very wrong. You know, Randy Carlyle may grow tired of Daniel Sprong if he doesn't pick up Carlyle's defensive system, and Carlyle's very good at teaching that, by the way. So I wouldn't be surprised if Sprong becomes a significantly better player as he plays there. On the other hand, who knows? Who knows the future?
I mean, I don't,
but it's amazing what happens.
I think you brought up a great point. It was yesterday or the day before when the trade was made. If Sid or Malkin wanted to play with this kid, they'd have played with him.
I would think.
And I don't think they wanted to play with him. So that should tell you something. That's my guess. Now, maybe Sid goes to Sully, I want to play with Sprong. And Sullivan said, yeah, you know what? He hurts us in other ways. I don't believe that. I think if Sid or Malkin were passionate about wanting to play with him, they'd have played with him.
I agree with that. I do.
Tells me something.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Sid, haven't we seen over the years, Ron, that his line mates profile a certain way, don't they? He likes at least one guy on his line to be sort of the chaser, right?
Yeah.
To be the Pascal Dupuis.
Speed, yeah.
And even Simone, someone who can play
Rusty's
at high speed.
Played with, Simone's played with.
Someone who can think the game at high speed with him.
Which is what Gensel does.
And it helps to have a guy who can score, and that's Guentzel.
Right.
So I think Sid much prefers him than he probably would have to Sprong. And then Gino, I mean, Gino had Hornquist and Hagelin, right? Or Kessel. I'm sorry, he had Kessel and Hagelin. At times he's had Hornquist as well, and they've both they've all been good with him. It's hard not to be good with him. I think he probably prefers veteran guys.
Maybe it just wasn't a fit here, Joe. That's all.
Well,
maybe.
Then we get to the point that I mentioned yesterday, that it's like Rule 5 in baseball, Ron, where if you, as Jim Rutherford, truly believe that this kid does have a gift and can be a really, really good player, then it's incumbent on you to harbor him for a while. And if that means he hardly plays this year, oh well. You know, that's my feeling. You don't just get rid of a guy for the sake of his development somewhere else.
Let's see what the defenseman Pettersson does for them. Maybe he'll help them. You got a guy that can help them now versus trying to hold on to somebody that might help you next year.
I hear, and he's still young too. So maybe it does turn out to be a good deal. My God, it's been one day. But Ron Rutherford himself has come out and said that basically he's teetering between, when do I break this team up and when not? Like, I'm always vigilant on that. Remember that story from earlier in the year?
Right.
So if you think that, okay, maybe not this year, but we might be teetering here, and at some point I'm going to have to look to the future, like, why wouldn't you then hold on to a guy who could be a big part of that, an important part of that as a goal scorer? I don't know. But I wanted to talk about something else, Penguins related. Did you happen to see in Josh Yowie's piece with Rutherford, Ron, I think this was 2 days ago, Rutherford talking about Matt Murray, who incidentally Jason Mackey of the PG tweeted out that Matt Murray was taking shots today.
Moving closer.
Him and Cully were on the ice.
Moving
together. Closer
to playing, maybe not tonight, but maybe on this upcoming trip.
So Rutherford says with Murray, quote, "It's all mental at this point." Do you think that this injury, this mystery injury, is anything significant or was at all, Ron? Or you think they just pulled him?
Maybe they just said get away from it for a while.
I wonder.
I don't know. I'm not sure there isn't something there. But he played all through whatever it was. Now, he didn't play well. Now, maybe, you know, you try to give a guy benefit of the doubt. Maybe he wasn't healthy and that contributed to his poor play. But if you have the GM saying it's all mental, that makes you wonder. It does.
He also said he's not broken. But what I heard next, what I read next, hardly seems like a total vote of confidence. So Yowie, you know, asked him about the near future here, right?
Yep.
As far as he's concerned, Murray remains the present and future goalie for his Penguins, and his starting goalie will be given the entire season to find himself. But here's the quote from Jim. "Here's how I would put it," he said. "I'm not worried right now. At this point, I'm really not. I have total faith that he'll get it going. But if we're having this conversation after 60 games this season, or after the entire season has been played, then I'm saying my answer might be different at that point." So, he's so honest that he adds something like that, that it makes me wonder. When people say that Murray's been dangled in trade talks and things like that, it makes me start to wonder.
I don't believe that at this point, but I don't think they're looking to move him. But you can't go with a guy forever who isn't playing well. And, again, it's only been a dozen games before he got hurt this year. Let's see what he does when he comes back. But there's no doubt there's pressure on him to play again. He's at a premier position, obviously, and there's incredible pressure. We saw Marc-Andre Fleury go through rough times here and found a way to fight through him. That's what Murray has to do.
Well, with the way the goalie market is going, Ron, let me bring this up to you next. And I want to throw this out to people at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. If you believe that Matt Murray will be this team's long-term answer as a franchise goalie.
Which I do.
And if you do, you have to take a look at his contract situation. And you have to ask yourself, do we want to pay him big money in the fairly near future? We'll talk about that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.